Jesus as an infant. If we continue reading the Gospels, we would meet Jesus again as a 12-year-old boy who was lost and found in the temple. Then the Gospels would be silent about Jesus until we meet him as a 30-year-old adult. At his baptism by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, our gospel today relates that as Jesus emerged from the waters in which he was baptized by John, he heard these words, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." What did this proclamation mean? This is my beloved Son. In Jesus' time, when someone is a son, he stood to inherit the family name, the family honor, and the family's estate. Intimately connected with this status were the son's obligations implied by this status. Thus, this is how it looks, and I would like to think of it also in terms of our own culture. Sons inherited the family name, daughters lose theirs in marriage unless they decide otherwise. Because of this, sons were recognized as agents of their fathers. Since they shared their father's name, a good son could act in the name and with that authority. After all, the family name, good or bad, was their name. Sons inherited the family honor. The son of a great man was automatically great, and the father of a son who behaved shamefully was shamed right along with the son. Insult either one of them, and you insulted both. In Jesus' culture, the saying, like father, like son, is not just an observation about family resemblance. It described the equation of honor between the two. Sons inherited the father's or the family's trade and any estate. They literally had a stake in the family business. Then, when the sons did well, they served as their parents' social security, their only means to a decent retirement should they make it to old age. When the father did well, the son's wealth increased with the fortunes of the family. In all these three senses, the proclamation that Jesus is God's beloved son, like when we say, Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon son of John, means that Jesus has authority to act in God's name, that God is honored by our honoring Jesus, that Jesus' activity is Jesus going about the family business. Remember the finding in the temple incident. I must be about my father's business. More importantly, the proclamation that Jesus is God's son and going about the family business underlines the fact that what Jesus did was God's business on earth. Thus, the best way to understand God's business on earth was to look at Jesus' business of preaching, of healing, of forgiving, of loving, and of giving his life for us. What can we learn from this feast of Jesus' baptism, and what can we apply to our own life, our own family, our own church family? Let us remember, first of all, that Jesus' baptism ushers in Christian baptism. His baptism is a model for our own baptism. It not only washes away sins, but also brings the declaration that God is our Father. In Christ, as our preface for the incarnation in our service of the Eucharist says, we receive power to become God's children. Therefore, through baptism, we become God's children. We inherit the name of Christian. This is our common family name. It is a little like carrying both a given name and a family name. The first name makes us special because we are who we are. The second or family name tells us a heritage that we carry with us. In many cultures, ancestor veneration is a deeply spiritual acknowledgement of this accountability. People are concerned with not offending the integrity of their old ones, names of their forebears, the way we live, and relate to one another will either bring shame or honor to our family name. This accountability is shown by how names play this important role in Scripture. Abram was called Abraham to become the father of a great people. Jacob was called Israel to become the father of the 12 tribes, the nation of Israel. Simon was called Peter, the rock on which the church was built. Saul was called Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. This accountability is shown when through baptism we become co-heirs with Christ of our Father's estate and his business. God's business is our business, and carrying out that business in the style of our elder brother Jesus is among the chief ways we honor God. As God's children, God's compassion and God's mission are at the core of our truest and deepest identity. In the concrete, when we were baptized, we just do not belong to the family of God in general. We belong to a localized family of God called the church family. The church family of Jesus our Savior, Anglican Church. Love the name and protect its good name. Josac is our family. Promote its honor. Jesus our Savior, Anglican Church, honor is our honor. Her shame is our shame. Increase her fortune. Jesus our Savior, Anglican Church, is our business. Amen.